I think it's a great question. I am a product of, as I said, the older American model education system, heavily tracked, leveled, what you call, you know.
Tracked and leveled are actually a little bit different.
Fair enough. But I guess more on the tracking side, where it was you were in a particular path and you were not sort of out of that path until something mm-hmm. drastic changed. Mm-hmm. That is certainly where I understand as a student what that was like, and I also understand the weaknesses of that system. I think that when it comes to academic diversity, you have to look at those groups as needing different things, and it's very hard to treat them all the same in the same classroom. If you are also going to expand the population, I think that you can have different groups in those classes and have responsive teachers to different needs. But I think that if we are serious about dealing with academic diversity, then one of the first things that we have to do is manage classroom sizes. And mm-hmm. I think that I have tremendous faith in our teachers to be able to do that. And I think that the work that they're doing at the high school is profound and important. And if it helps close, achievement gaps between various groups, I'm all in favor of it. But I think that maintaining those different achievement levels in the same classroom is a different model. If you're talking about 16 kids, it's different. If you have 20 kids, it's very different mm-hmm. if you have 25 kids. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you don't want to create or reinstitute segregation into our classroom system. But I think that, if you want to honestly tackle achievement, perceived achievement gaps between, academic groups, you have to deal with class size first, and then also, have these responsive curriculum to deal with the different academic levels.
So I am hearing that you're in favor primarily of differentiation. Am I understanding correctly that your goal is to see differentiation within classrooms as opposed to the other three models?
So I guess going back to my educational history, I was a child who at various times went up grade levels to work on math or reading or whatnot. I was also a child in a slightly different school system in the same state that did take honors or AP classes. Mm-hmm. So I've seen both of those systems, and to some degree, some of those parts work. I think that in general, keeping kids within their age range is more sustainable for the system. It's a hard exception to make to consistently mix age ranges in a way that sort of addresses both emotional and academic growth. Mm-hmm. But so yes, to come back to your basic point, I think that differentiation within your age range is probably my default position, and mm-hmm. trusting in the teacher and a reasonable class size to allow for differentiated instruction. But I am also not, because of my own experience, I'm not hardcore biased against the idea of if somebody is ready for Calc 1 as a freshman and they have the family support and background to support moving up or however you want to term that, then I'm not opposed to mm-hmm. that sort of differentiation as well.
And in the short term, in the very kind of, let's say, for example, the next year or two,
yeah.
before we have widespread differentiation classes, what would you see happening with a student who is two grade levels behind or two grade levels ahead in a given subject? What do you think should be, we can't keep harming students in aim of an ideal.
Right.
What would you see as a short term?
Short term, I think that the children that are struggling academically need more of our attention and time. I think that mm-hmm. we need to provide opportunities for tutoring. I think we need to reach out to their families and get the families involved in the process. And I think that we need to understand and be cognizant of the fact that there are social costs as well to the student for handling these, handling this issue in a sort of too public way. I think you want to be aware that there's unfortunately a lot of shame around education and failing, and you know, perceptions of where they should be. And I think that we need to support them, but do so in a way that doesn't create or exacerbate some of the social issues. For the students that are high achieving, I don't have a problem. Again, is that if they have the family support, I think that they should be allowed to pursue, you know, their sort of academic success to the fullest potential. So if that means, you know, moving up into a different class or whatnot, I'm not against that as a matter of principle. And I think that they also deserve the time and support of the district. And I think, unfortunately, sometimes in our search for equity, we have often left behind the kids that were academic outliers on both ends.